Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk, episode number 61. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Gabe Jones. This is a podcast by the fans, for the fans. And just like all of you, I am a fan of Christian music. And number 61, for those of you that are baseball fans, that's a big number. Roger Maris had, at the time, set a single season record for home runs, 61 home runs. And just like Roger Maris's big season, this is a big episode. We have a great show for you today because we have Death Therapy on the show. Jason Wisdom from Death Therapy will be joining us today. Death Therapy is one of this podcast's favorite bands currently. They only have one album so far, but it was an album that came out last year. I think it was in February last year, called The Storm Before the Calm, and it was an absolute killer album. If you haven't listened to this album, it's one of the better albums of 2017. I think JesusFreakHideout.com actually had it as the number 4 best album of the year. And it was certainly the highest album when it came to heavier music. This podcast, the last few weeks, we've kind of dialed it back a little bit. Gave some air time to some softer sounds. But this podcast is for those of you that like to rock it. And, man, if you have not checked out Death Therapy, you need to go check them out. The best way I can describe it, you know, they have a sound that's similar to the Nine Inch Nails, somewhat Marilyn Manson. I hate comparing Christian artists to mainstream artists, but for lack of a better way to explain it to somebody that's never heard them. But the easiest way for you to go check them out is just go find them somewhere. I mean, use the internet. It's incredible. Hey, yeah. So we've actually talked with Death Therapy before. This is the second time that they've been on this podcast. And we are so excited to have them on. One of the main reasons we're talking or bringing them up this time is because they have a killer track right now that is currently number 5 on the Billboard charts when it comes to Christian rock. It's a track called Slow Dance with Death. It's one of the best tracks on the record. It's one of my favorite tracks that they play live. And speaking of live, you guys got to go check them out. I know they're touring right now. I know they're going to be at the Creation Fest, the 40th anniversary of the Creation Festival this summer, as well as some other festivals. You need to go check out this band. I've actually already seen them twice, and it's a killer show. For those of you that have seen for those of you that don't know, first of all, Death Therapy is a 2-person band, and they have a lot of sounds and just some killer industrial backing to their band, and a lot like 21 Pilots. They just make it fun for the audience, and that's the best way I can describe it. They're a metal band that, in the same vein as 21 Pilots, they're a 2-man band, and man, they know how to bring it live. The first time I saw them live, they were opening up for the 20th anniversary Project 86 tour, and I had never heard them before, but someone brought it to my attention that Jason Wisdom was the leader of Death Therapy. And for those of you that don't know, Jason Wisdom was in Becoming the Archetype, another solid state band back in the day. This is kind of in the same vein, but still a lot different, because it has more of an electronic feel to it. You just have to go check it out. Death Therapy, this is a this is a great up-and-coming band. I'm excited to see where they go. And the album is called The Storm Before the Calm. It's a little over a year old, but it's definitely worth checking out. Without further ado, here is our interview with Death Therapy's Jason Wesley.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
Ketchup doesn't go.
We have a hot dog stand in our town that if you ask for ketchup, he'll throw you out. He'll straight up suplex you outside.
Really?
Yeah.
It says ketchup doesn't go in a hot dog. Read the sign.
All right, so right out of the gate, Mount Rushmore. No, not that. What is your favorite wrestler of all time?
Favorite wrestler of all time?
And then favorite wrestler now?
Probably of all time, probably Macho Man Randy Savage.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Now, that's hard to say because I haven't kept up with wrestling in a while, but you know, I'm pretty, I follow AJ Styles because he's from Gainesville, Georgia.
Your area, yeah.
Which is like 20 minutes up the road from where
we
live.
It does sound a little bit alike.
And we got to see him like when he was with TNA and stuff.
Okay.
Like, and they would come do like the little, like the Georgia Mountain Center and stuff. And he was, you know, he was the headliner. He was the big deal. So he's not necessarily like, I don't think he's the best in the world, but he's, you know, he's somebody I follow.
He's pretty good.
If there's somebody out there that I follow, it'd probably be him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We just saw Chris Jericho's band a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Fozzy.
And it was pretty loud.
I'm sure.
I brought earplugs.
Yeah, I believe you.
We had you on our podcast not long ago. It was like right when the album was coming out, The Storm Before the Calm. Now that you've gotten a chance to play it live with people that actually know the songs, what's the response been?
It's been pretty cool. We did a tour with Red in April. And we played out in Portland, and I was shocked to like look out and see people singing along.
Oh, cool.
You know, people who knew what was coming up and sort of jumping around. And I was like, that's pretty cool. Like, you know our songs, and you're in Portland. Like, I guess our album made it to Portland.
That's good.
You know, so that's exciting when people know the songs. I'm very interested to see how it goes tonight because there's been some decent actual radio play for the single Wake Me When I'm Dead, which is surprising to me because I've never been in a band that had any kind of radio play. Becoming the Archetype didn't get radio play. So at a festival like this, I'm interested to see how many people, you know, might have heard it on the radio when they were listening to Demon Hunter or whoever else
and be
like, oh yeah, cool, they're playing in Creation, and come see us, you know.
Have you played many festivals yet?
This is the first of our summer festival run. So
cool.
We've got this one, then we're heading to Audio Feed tonight. In Illinois, then we've got Life Fest, which is in Wisconsin, then Creation West, and then some others, Uprise Fest coming up.
Cool. 3,000 miles in a week.
Well, we're going home after Life Fest and then flying to Creation West.
Oh, okay. You mentioned becoming the Archetype. We kind of talked about it last time, but not so much. How did you approach songwriting now versus then? Is there a difference?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I mean, musically, I know there's a difference.
Yeah.
But
back then, it was very, like, group effort, number one. There were more people in the band, two guitar players, you know, and I didn't really write any of the riffs, per se, in that band. I mean, I had some hand in some of the riffs, but for the most part, I wrote the vocals and helped arrange the songs. So it was a group effort, number one, whereas Death Therapy, I've pretty much written everything. It's just... I have the one and only say over what's going on. So there's that difference. And then number two, with Becoming the Archetype, everything was very focused on, like, how can we be technical and precise and, you know, make something that's, I mean, for lack of a better term, impressive. You know, it's impress people. It's blow people away. Oh, my gosh, this part's going to, like, melt their face. Whereas with Death Therapy, it's more like, does that feel cool? Yeah, it feels pretty cool. Okay, let's stick with it. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. So if it feels good, if it makes you bob my head or tap my foot, then I'm with Death Therapy. It's kind of the lowest common denominator, I think, of music. It's like Death Therapy, or Becoming the Archetype, is probably like more up on the higher shelf of like, you have to be a musician to get what's going on and pick up on the time signatures and the technical parts and the modulations and stuff. And Death Therapy is more of like a, hey, just what feels good, you know?
You talked about a little bit last time about how you have more responsibilities when it comes to a live show now, because it's just basically you playing bass and a drummer, and kind of can't mess up. With the experience since then, are you more comfortable now? Have you had any like big gaffes on stage since then?
Well, I mean, yeah, there have been some issues where we'll get up on stage and, oh no, why is my equipment not working? You know, and so then it's like, okay, what do we do? And it's not like I can say, okay, well, whatever. You know, in Becoming the Archetype, if my distortion pedal wasn't working, I'd just be like, whatever, we'll play the show with no distortion. Everybody else good? Okay, we're good. Whereas now it's like, okay, my distortion pedal's not working. We can't play. So Well, last year at Audio Feed Festival, we had one set where we didn't get to play. I could not figure out what it was. Turned out it was actually my bass, not my equipment. My bass messed up and needed to be rewired. So I just told Joe, I told funny stories from Becoming the Archetype days on the road. So I guess I'm a little more comfortable than I used to be. But the thing is, with more people in a band like Becoming the Archetype, I was always anxious that somebody else was going to screw up. So at least with this, it's the moving parts are really, really few, which is, oddly enough, it seems like a lot of sound guys really like us. Like, everywhere we go play, the sound guys are always the most, like, hey, you guys, I liked you guys a lot, you know? Because basically, if they get the dialed in with, like, what I'm doing and what the drummer's doing, and then they just turn our tracks on, that's it, you know? There's not this guitar player and that guitar player and solos and lead parts and keyboards and, like, Becoming the Archetype, you know?
Have you factored in, now that you're playing outdoors, what weather could do to your computers? And
we don't have much complicated there. Like, there are lots of bands for the geeks out there that would you know this kind of stuff. There's lots of bands that run like
click tracks.
For instance, the guys in Set for the Fall, we're friends with them. We played some shows with them. They're about to play across the way over here. They have like a lighting rig set up that it's all attached to Ableton, which is a program from the computer. And Ableton they got all these different tracks running, and Ableton's sending signals all these places, and it goes to a. We just run an MP3 that has left and right. One side goes to the house, one side goes into our ears. We don't have wireless headsets. We don't have wireless microphones. We don't even have wireless instruments. So if something goes wrong, it's probably because something wasn't plugged in. You know what I mean? So trying to minimize. Now, the downside of that is we're a two-person band on a huge stage. So, you know, it could look really empty. It could look really, like, weird. Like, why don't we have more lights? And why don't we have more fancy stuff going on? But, I don't know. My thought is, keep it simple.
It's becoming a trend now. Because, I mean, you have 21 Pilots. You have a lot of, like, two-man...
68.
Yeah.
Royal Blood.
So, I mean, yeah, Royal Blood. They just put out a new album.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not, like... This is not brand new.
Well, see, I think with those bands, it's not really that. A lot of people think, oh wow, two person band is really innovative, but pop bands, two person band is not that new at all. I mean, you've had pop bands going all the way back to the 50s, 60s, 70s that were two man bands.
Yeah.
Then rock bands being a two man band. I mean, White Stripes is a two man band. The Black Keys is a two man band. So then the Royal Bloods in 68, that fits right in there. And then with us, we're an industrial kind of band. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a rich tradition in industrial music of it just being one guy with a laptop, you know, lots of industrial artists started that way. So while it's different and a lot of people will come up and be like, whoa, I can't believe that's two people, what's going on? I'm like, it's not like, you know, we're not reinventing the wheel, it's just...
Right.
But I do think in 2017, a lot of people have realized you know, we don't have to have five guys on stage to get the sound we want to have. And it's a lot less drama when you've got less people. To have five guys on stage can be a lot of drama sometimes.
Well, they're giving us the cue to go home, so thank you for your time. And,
yeah.
I hope you enjoyed the air conditioning.
Oh, it was awesome. You're still clutching to your broken heart, standing on these hollow bones, believing the lie that you can do this on your own.
That was our interview with Death Therapy's Jason Wisdom. That was at a festival show, and you know, it was kind of it was a couple months ago, so it was definitely a hot day. So it was good to get out of the hot sun and get into an air conditioned trailer and talk with him about that. I think we promised him a hot dog, and so that was kind of incentive for him to come talk to us. But awesome to talk to Jason again. That's the second time we've had him on this show, and he's a really cool guy, really down-to-earth guy. Again, you guys need to go check out this band, Death Therapy. The album is called The Storm Before the Calm. It is one of the best albums from 2017. They've got a new track. Well, it's not a new track, but it's a track off that album that's currently being played on Christian radio. If you listen to Radio U, it's being played there a lot. It's called Slow Dance with Death. It's one of the best tracks on the record. It's on a record that's full of great tracks, but that's the song that's being played right now on the radio. And if you don't have a great radio station in your area that you can request them at, then at least go online and buy that track and listen to it, because it's definitely worth that. Hey guys, we have a page called patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. This is a page where you can join our team, and in a lot of ways, the way you support musicians is buying their music, and the way you support people like us is pledging some money to us. For as low as $1 a month, you can join our team, and that helps keep us on the air. We don't make money off this. We're not doing this for a living. But unfortunately, there are costs when it comes to making a podcast. And with your help, we can continue to do this and hopefully even do it better. But we would just really appreciate your help. Thank you so much for those of you that have already joined our team. Again, that's patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. If a couple of you give $1 a month, for the next year, that would help cover our cost for the 2018, and we would greatly appreciate that. If you would much rather do a one-time donation, you can go to decentchristiantalk.com and go to the donate button on the right-hand side of the page when you get on your laptop. That's a way that you can donate to us at a one-time deal if you'd rather not do the monthly thing. But if you would do the month, if you want to do the monthly thing, patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. If we do get enough of you to pledge, we might even give you guys a couple bonus shows where, I don't know, we'll figure it out if enough of you pledge. But we would just really, really like the help, because we like doing this, you know. We're a bunch of fans, and we kind of committed to doing this, you know, for fun, but also for you guys, because just like you guys, we're a bunch of fans, and we have so much fun putting this show together, and we would just like to continue to do it. It's so much fun as fans to do this. I don't want to get to the point where we're considered music insiders. That's not why we do this. The reason why we do this is to promote artists like Death Therapy, because that's music that we believe in. We believe the music is a great vehicle to promote great conversations, and that's why we do it. Anyway, check that out, patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. Check out Death Therapy. The record is The Storm Before the Calm. And check out their new single, Slow Dance with Death. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking us out, just like you do each and every show. We are going to be back soon. Not sure who's going to be on our next show, but in the meantime, check us out on Twitter, DC Talk Act 2. Check us out on Facebook. We have a Decent Christian Talk fan page, and we also have a Decent Christian Talk podcast group, and we have really begun trying to make that more interactive for you guys to talk about, you know, just whatever's on your mind when it comes to Christian music and in the world around you. I mean, we could talk about other things, it don't matter, as long as it's appropriate. Instagram, DC Talk Podcast, we post about each episode on there. And for those of you that are still on the email, you can go on decentchristiantalk.com and give us your email address. There's a place where you can do that next to the donate button on the right-hand side of the page. And every time we put a podcast on, you'll get an email letting you know that. You also get an email every time the Whole House Podcast does a show, which is a little more frequent than ours, but that's okay. If you would much rather just subscribe on iTunes, you could do that. We are on iTunes. We are on the Google Play Store for Android users. We are on YouTube if you would rather subscribe to us on there. You can find all of our shows on decentchristiantalk.com and follow our links to each and every way that we post. We're also on SoundCloud still. That still exists, I guess. That's cool. Whatever. A lot of you guys still listen to us on there, so we'll keep posting it on there. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's a busy time. Easter just has come and gone. April's already here. Warmer weather hopefully is on the way. I mean, we've gotten snow the last couple of days. It's really weird. For those of you that are, I know I mentioned Roger Maris, for those of you that are baseball fans, this is a fun time of year. But, you know, with spring and everything, it kind of reminds us of the new life that we have. We see these plants springing up out of the ground that's been previously frozen, and it's just an example of the way that Christ gives us new life. And I just want you guys to remember that and dwell on that. If you're from a different part of the world where it's a different season, just go with it. It's okay. Anyway, guys, hey, thank you so much for joining us. We will talk to you next time. Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.